إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, this week has been very peculiar in that in the last 3 days I received news about 3 deaths. One, the passing away of my aunt, and 2, the passing away of 2 of my oldest friends. One was my classmate in school from 1965 onwards, which means over 50 years of friendship. The other one was a friend of mine from about 1968. His name was Muhammad. He was the son of Nawab Habib Jang Bahadur. And very, very close friend of mine, very dear, very close friend of mine. Lots and lots of shared memories of growing up, of our childhood. Very, very pleasant memories. And then he left and went away to America. I went out to South America. We were not in touch. And then the next I met him was almost 30 years later, when his father passed away. And it was like we were meeting for the, that we had met the previous evening or something. And that is, I think, a mark of old friendships. It doesn't matter how many years you have been apart, when you come back together, it's almost like you had never parted. And then we, of course, we had lunch together and we promised to keep in touch and so on. And I was hoping to meet him again. But neither of us knew that that meeting was to be our last. And yesterday he passed away in California. I ask you to make dua for him, for his forgiveness, for Jannatul Firdaus al-Ala bi ghairi hisab for him, and sabr for his mother and sisters, his family which survives him. The question is that he lived and he died, and inshallah al-Musta'an, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take him, that he took him in a state of iman, and to give him Jannatul Firdaus. The question is not about Muhammad, the question is about me. And the question is, how many reminders do I need? That one day I will also go the same way. And like we said yesterday, we don't know when that day will come. Nobody knows. The ones who went did not know, and the ones who are here do not know. What we do know is that that day will come. In one of the games we play in our leadership courses is a game called Desert Survival. There are various variations of that game. There is jungle survival, there is survival on a ship, and so on and so on. But effectively the game is to, you're given a list of 15 or 20 things that are with you after your air crash or after your ship sank or whatever it was. And you are asked to rank order those things in terms of importance for your survival. And based on your ranking of those things, you know, then you win the game or you don't win the game. Now, the funny thing in this game is that almost nobody gets it right, including people who have actually attended survival courses. For some reason, they seem to get confused, or other people confuse them. It's a team game. So I once had a situation where there was this commando officer from the army who obviously knew survival in the forest. It was a jungle survival exercise. So he knew survival in the forest like the back of his hand. I mean, he was a commando officer from the army. He was formally trained in all of this. But his team lost. And the funny thing was, the man was so frustrated, he said that nobody listened to me. Nobody accepted my advice. And I told them, I kept telling them, look, I know what I'm talking about. I am trained in this thing. Can't be right. What you're saying can't be right. Now, whenever I do these things, I always link it back to the reality, which is the reality of our lives and the reality of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah says, this kitab is a book in which there is no doubt. And this book has guidance for people of taqwa. Yeah. So, the Qur'an comes as a book of guidance. Of course, the Qur'an is also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هُدَى لِنَاسِ بَيِّنَاتِ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. Allah said, this is a book of general guidance for all people. But in this ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. So the condition of getting hidayat from the Qur'an is to have taqwa. So in this game of survival, as I tell myself, that taqwa is to be able to rank order what we have in terms of its importance for our survival. So to link it back to our issue of our lives, we are all in this game of survival. We have got all list of so many things. You have children, you have wealth, and you have money and power and political influence and organizations and God knows what, right? What is the ranking of this in terms of your survival? If I drop dead now, what will I take with me? What will I take with me? What will come to my aid? What will actually benefit me? And what are the things that are with me which not only will not benefit me but which are potentially liabilities? So I have some assets. Hopefully I have some assets that are going to be beneficial for me. And then I will have some liabilities. I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not leave me with liabilities. Liabilities which can prove extremely costly. So what do you call, since we were talking about financial financial reporting last couple of Fajr reminders. So what do you call the thing which has assets and liabilities? Balance sheet. Right? That's what a balance sheet has. It has assets on one side and it has liabilities on the other side. So what is the balance sheet of my life? We are getting these reminders. Unlike the financial closing, year ending, which we know, it's a particular day. In this country, it is the 31st of March. In other countries, it might be other days. But the point is that we know this is a particular day when the financial accounts of the company have to be closed. So therefore, balance sheets and so on and so forth are made. We have also our own account closing. When our balance sheet will also be made, which is called the Namay Amal, which is called the Book of Deeds. La yugadiru fihi saghiratan wala kabira. Bali hadal kitab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they will say this. What kind of book is this? What kind of book is this? Bali hadal kitab. La yugadiru fihi saghiratan wala kabira. Nothing has been left out. Nothing has been left out. Everything is in this book. Saghiran wa kabiran. Small or big. Nothing has been missed. Every single thing has been recorded in this book. What kind of book is this? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to decree that we get and are given these books in our right hands, that we are from the people of the right hand, as they are called, and that we are not from those who are given the book from behind their back or in their left hands. That is the bottom line. You know, another financial term, bottom line. What is the bottom line? Bottom line is at the end of all that, remove all the fluff, what is left in hand? Today we live in a world which is more and more and more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this and he called this world a world of deception. A world of deception. Innama al-hayatu dunya illa mata'ul ghurur. Allah said, this world is a world of life, is a life of deception. More and more. And we all have this various forms of deception. But a day will come when all of this deception will go away. There's nothing left. It's all, only the reality will remain. Everything else will be gone. Only what is real will remain. What is that which is real? And that is the reflection which I want to remind myself and you. Let us sit and think and do something about it before the time comes when we are called. And as I keep reminding myself, nobody knows. We do not know when our time will come. We just know that it will come. So what is that balance sheet? What are my assets? Once again, my request is sit down with a piece of paper and write it. Draw a line in the center. Assets on the left, liabilities on the right. And fill in that. What are your and my assets? In this case, we are not talking about assets in a material sense. We are not saying my house and this and that. Some may be material. You might say, well, I built this masjid or I built this hospital or I did this work of good, alhamdulillah. But many of these assets will be things which are not material, things which do not even look very significant. But in the scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, they are extremely significant. The most significant of those assets is the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And that kalima is a kalima which is a kalima of faith, of ikhlas, a kalima of sincerity, a kalima of dedication, a kalima of integrity, a kalima that is free from every form of shirk and bid'ah. Because if that kalima is adulterated and mixed with shirk, then it has no value. It's gone. So very important for us to ensure that our faith is pure and free from all forms of shirk and all forms of bid'ah, all forms of associating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, all forms of ascribing the powers that belong to Allah to other people, all forms of innovation and introducing into religion things that Rasulullah SAW did not bring with him. Keep it free. That kalima is, on the face of it, it has no material form or shape, but in terms of its weight, Rasulullah said, a man will be produced before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, and on his scale, his books of sins will be so heavy that the scale will be filled with those books, high up, piled one on top of the other. And this, and the pan of the scale of good deeds, there will not be anything on it. And that pan will be high up in the air because the other pan is sitting on the surface, on the floor. And the man will be asked, what deed, what good deed, what do you have to put on this pan? The man will say, I have nothing. It will be said to the man, no, you have something. Put it there. The man will say, I have nothing. It will be said to him, no, you have something, put it there. The man will say, what do I have? So something will be written on a piece of paper and this piece of paper will be given to this man. And he will be told, go put this paper on that pan. The man will go and put the paper on that pan, and Rasulullah said, that pan will smash down on the floor with such violence, in the sense of the weight of that piece of paper will be so heavy that it will smash down on the floor, and the pan which was sitting heavy on the floor full of books of the evil deeds of the man will fly up in the air, and the books will fly up in the air. And what is on this paper? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. This one kalima. And that is our lifeline. This is our lifeline. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put this in the pan of my friend Muhammad, and to forgive all his sins, and to enter him into Jannatul Firdaus wal A'la. on the basis of this kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. I ask the same dua for all of you, and I request you for dua for him, and I request you for dua for all of us, inshaAllah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to forgive us with his mercy and to cover us with his forgiveness. And we make the dua that Rasulullah taught Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem tuhibbu al-afu fa'afu anna ya kareem. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.